This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got a busy day. Coming up at noon, we're going to run through all the audio we heard from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. I was at that press conference. Have some thoughts on kind of how it all went down. Sam Cosmi, Commanders right guard, who just won the Media Good Guy Award, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Hear from Barstool Nate at noon. Plenty to discuss with Nate Dogg. I definitely want to make time to talk about these new Caps young players. But B, before we go, it was funny because yesterday – I mentioned before, so locker cleanout probably went till like 1 o'clock, and then most people just stayed in Ashburn until 5 because it doesn't make a ton of sense to leave and go home and know you have to come back.
And then come back, yeah.
And the rumor about this Trae Young trade to Washington was, I mean this sincerely and not in like a bad way, being in the media room in Ashburn all the time, being in press boxes before games, like there's lots of conversation about lots of other sports besides the NFL. Nothing is more talked about among sports writers than air travel and hotel points. That is always the top two conversation topics. But number three would be sports.
Yeah.
I legit think it's the first time ever, or at least in a few years, the Wiz have been the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And the conversation is this Trae Young rumor that the Wizards might be trading for Trae Young. I think the first report was from maybe Mark Stein, but it's been reported from a number of different people. Shams with ESPN, Mark Spears, that the Wizards are interested in Trae Young if Atlanta makes him available for a deal that would include CJ McCollum. So a lot of this comes down to expiring contracts and all sorts of stuff. I do think there's a member of the Wizards front office that was in Atlanta when they drafted Trae Young. Trae Young's been really good. He just opted into a $49 million player option with Atlanta so he could get a long-term deal next year. I don't know enough, but if you're building young stars and allowing them the runway to get better over time. This whole thing's been about runway, right? I don't get this, but I understand, however, if this is more of a business operation, like we're drafting this kid so we could flip him or get a pick for him. We're trading for Trae to trade him again. Like if this is a business move, or we're going to buy him out or whatever that works. I get it. Trae Young is a hell of a scorer. He's a heck of a shooter. it doesn't seem to be a fit to me in the long-term rebuild.
But if you get a guy like a Trae Young who can still outright shoot the ball, and we just finished talking about Trey Johnson, you got those two Trays on the court at the same time, that's hard as hell for a defense to handle that.
Okay. Assuming that's one of the visions.
Yeah.
How does Trae Young, who is established at this point, this dude's 28 years old, right? Like he's been an all-star, like he's an established dude. How does he impact Trey Johnson's development?
He may not impact it. You can have two shooters on it. You had Klay Thompson and Steph on the same team.
Sure. I think we got to chill a little with the Steph talk around Trae Johnson.
No. Ain't nothing wrong with comparing somebody at a young age. Trae Johnson and Trae Young can be very much like Steph and Klay were. Two guys that can shoot. And then if you got Sar, who's a big guy.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about Trae Young, 28 years old. He's not 38 years old.
I agree. I'm not saying he's old, but the rest of these guys are 19.
Yeah, but 4, 5, 6 years, you get 4 years out of him, 3 years out of him, you know, possibly five. With those guys growing, you never know. Like you said, in 26, 27, playing for that seven, hell, they might be playing for something higher than that.
Are they trying to win? I guess my biggest confusion with the Trae Young conversation is, what are you trying to do? Because we've been told repeatedly by people that
they're going to rebuild it,
that they got to keep losing this year to keep their first round pick.
Okay.
Because it's protected only up to seven.
And that's understandable. But the whole thing about it is, if you are seeing growth on with your young guys at this point, and you're a little ahead of what you thought, and instead of having to suck completely the rest of the year, you could start building for next year to compete. Why not do that? I mean, I'd much rather them get players that can start helping and playing instead of seeing them lose a lot of games. Because we just talked about they won 6 of the last 5, right? I mean, the last 11.
Yeah.
So if they're starting to show you what you're expecting, maybe you was expecting a year from now, but it starts to come a little sooner, why not?
You just talked about how you and Chris just talked about how important CJ McCollum is to building this thing the right way, and he's super helpful. And now you're flipping him to get a guy that can fill it up, undoubtedly. If this is a
CJ is 30
move,
plus though, right?
I think he's 34. Yeah.
Yeah.
If this is a business move to continue to flip, like you're buying one house to flip it to buy the bigger house, I'm in. If this is just we want him to make this team better, then it seems contrary to so much of what they've done.
I don't know if it's contrary, but see, that's the thing about it. We talk about having the ability to change your mind and change course. If you are seeing growth from your young guys at this point, and I've said this a million times, I'll say it a million again, you need young and old to win, not all young.
Sure.
You know, if you have this team with all 19-year-olds, I guarantee you they ain't winning no damn championship. You're going to need to have those 19, 20-year-olds growing with somebody else and having that thing mix up. Then you can have a better chance.
We might have to consult with the Hall of Famer on this one. We might have to get DA on later in the week to make a little sense of the Trae Young thing. When we return, however, it's Commander's time. What did we learn? What did they say? What did they not say at yesterday's end-of-season presser?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.